Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Dan Thompson as we talk about antibiotic stewardship in just a moment.
With more Black Angus influenced cattle qualifying for the Certified Angus Beef brand than ever before, it's clear that the Angus Bull is America's bull. He sires calving ease, growth, and superior marbling. He works well in any environment and on any cow, regardless of breed. Make sure that an Angus bull serves as your director of herd improvement. Go to Angus.org to learn more. Angus, America's breed.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2019 bull sale Saturday, March 2nd at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Special guests this year include Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms, selling 88 Angus, Simmental, and Sim-Angus bulls, semen tested and fully guaranteed. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com, www.mcsauction.com, or call 405-382-7678, 405-382-7678.
It seems like various retail brands and restaurants try to outdo one another when it comes to making claims about antibiotic use or no antibiotics in the meat that they are selling. But Dr. Dan Thompson says we need to have judicious use of antibiotics in animal agriculture.
Antibiotics are tremendous tools for human and animal health, and they're something that we need to utilize. The never ever antibiotic or raised without antibiotic groups, to me, it's such a shame, because an animal that gets sick, you know, at the end of the day, I don't want to use antibiotics, because if I do, it means an animal has gotten sick and I'm treating that animal. But the meat from that animal, the protein from that animal is safe, wholesome, nutritious. We know in the industry that zero is not an option as far as antibiotic use. I think retailers are starting to understand better that zero is not an option, that it decreases animal welfare, it decreases animal health, and actually can decrease food safety, because we have more pathogens floating around and we're not controlling pathogens such as salmonella and E. coli and campylobacter. And so when you see things, and obviously the poultry industry was the one that jumped out there first on things to this nature, and when the broiler industry went that direction for McDonald's to change their poultry supply chain, they had to make two phone calls, Tyson and Keystone. From egg to the nugget, they only have two people, and it's vertically integrated in a corporate structure. Mm-hmm. And the beef industry, 750,000 beef producers. I still say when it comes to it, there's not a more pure form of protein on the market than beef, because we use fewer antibiotics, always have, always will. Our cattle are outside, they're in grass pastures for most of their life. You know, we have a great story to continue to tell.
And Dr. Thompson says the key for cattle producers is to be able to work with restaurants and retailers that are closest to the consumers and convince them that we need a responsible use of antibiotics policy for cattle. And Dr. Thompson says when you do go no antibiotics, the next steps are problematic.
When we remove antibiotics, we've done studies where, okay, we're going to increase copper and zinc then in the diets. Well, we have found that increasing copper and zinc in beef cattle diets or swine diets will actually increase antibiotic resistance of pathogens. Probiotics, very common in the news today, that for people, for animals, well, maybe this will replace antibiotics. We have found that the really good probiotics are actually very resistant to antibiotics, which makes some sense, because if you're on a probiotic and you took an antibiotic, it'd kill it, because mm-hmm. they're bacteria. So then what the probiotics do is they actually donate their DNA to be resistant to antibiotics to the bad guys in your gut. You know, it's as clear as mud. But we do know this, that we do want to make some changes, because I'm not going to leave my kids a lot of money. But hopefully if I do some things the right way and make some changes today and show that I have tolerance towards change and improvement, that I will leave an industry that's intact that they can inherit and continue to enjoy the heritage of the beef industry and keep us competitive on the menu next to chicken. Mm-hmm.
Veterinarian Dr. Dan Thompson, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Davis Angus invites you to their 2019 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Female Sale Saturday, March 2nd at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. This year's sale features 76 registered Angus bulls with EBDs that meet CABs targeting the brand requirements. They will also be offering 75 open registered and commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of their bulls on their website at davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036. The Davis Angus 2019 Value Genetics Sale, March 2nd. Don't miss it.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.